welcome my next guest. And why I haven't talked to her in so long, I just don't know. It's our fault. Through the changes of going from the morning show to now the midday focus show, whatever it is, we used to so enjoy our conversations with Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy. And I am so glad that we have caught up with her again, and I can welcome her while she works on yet another very important project. Prosecutor Worthy, it is indeed a pleasure and a privilege to say good afternoon.
Well, the feeling is mutual. I'm glad to talk to you. It has been far too long.
It has been far too long, but you continue to do excellent work like you always have. And I'm just wondering, it could help all of us if you, how do you stay positive in view of so many of the negative things you have to view in your job?
You focus on the result, and you focus on really trying to bring some justice and some accountability to the defendant and justice to the survivor or the victims. And so that has to be the focus and not everything in between. Now, obviously, we focus on our cases and we focus on our relationships with our victims and survivors, but we have the responsibility as prosecutors to represent all the people of the state of Michigan and not just the victims and survivors, but for the defendants as well. And that may sound funny, but we do have that responsibility. So focus on the closure, I hate that word, but that's the only one I can think of, and the justice you want to bring to your individual victims and survivors, and that's how we do it.
Madam Prosecutor, we had a story earlier about a career felon who opened fire near Harvard in the last day or so. I have said this before, I'm going to say it again, I hope it doesn't make me sound nuts, but honestly, two things. How does that make you, as a prosecutor who works hard to get these felons in front of judges? But I think that the judges need to be held accountable. I don't mean if they make a simple mistake that anyone can make, but I'm saying when you have a felon from 2021 breaking so many laws and you still let them get out in a couple of years time in prison, shouldn't there be some responsibility held?
Well, I can't speak to individual cases, especially ones not in my county, let alone people outside the state. But what I can say is that we need to hold everybody in the criminal justice system responsible, prosecutors, defense attorneys, judges, police officers, everyone. And so that comes with maybe getting to the root of the problem that you just discussed. So not just the judges, but certainly they need to be held accountable. And sometimes they aren't, and sometimes they are. But everybody that's a cog in the wheel of the criminal justice system.
We haven't talked about this in a long time, but I, again, give you great credit for what you did. And this is so long ago, some people might not remember it. I hope they'll Google it and see, on the rape kits that were stuck in dusty corners and on back shelves.
Yes.
And ignored. You brought those to light, and you brought rapists to justice. That was the last really big thing that got a lot of national attention, and I salute you for that. What you're doing now is extremely important as well, and that is gun safety and keeping our children alive, because all the statistics indicate that these unsafely stored guns, the Centers for Disease Control saying that firearms are the leading cause of death for children, including here in Michigan, and more so than car accidents. And now this is in your sights, and you're going after it.
Yes, since 2002, and before that, it was always the car accidents, right? And we can imagine that because we have a big country and a big state, and accidents happen all the time. And people, unfortunately, get killed in car accidents. But now, gun violence against children, firearms, actually remain the number one cause of death for children in the United States and Michigan, as you said. And that is scary. And I think we've actually discussed this with you in the past, because I remember in 2015 we had several conversations about gun safety even back then.
Sure.
And we identified at that time, before anyone else in the state did, that one of the biggest issues is lawful gun owners safely storing their guns, or unsafely storing their guns. And this is not a partisan issue. It's not Democrat, Republican, Independent. It's not a Second Amendment issue. It's a child safety issue. It's a health issue. I don't think any one of your listeners, and certainly you and I, we don't want any child to be killed. We don't want any child to be hurt. We don't want anybody to be hurt or killed. But these particular deaths are completely preventable, absolutely and completely preventable, if lawful gun owners that have children coming into their homes or going into their cars just take a few minutes every day to safely secure their weapons. And we could save the lives of these 39 children we have lost or either been seriously injured since the year 2000. 39. And a number of those children were killed. Most of them were killed. A lot of them were seriously injured. And so they could be with us here today if the gun owners have taken that time, just a few minutes, yeah, to safely store their guns.
It's been years. You're right. We did talk about it years ago. And the things that you have found and still find, these unsafely stored guns, my God, in cribs, on,
yes,
kitchen tables, on couches, on,
yes,
couch tables, kitchen counters, pockets where the,
right,
butt is sticking out of the jacket, everywhere,
exactly,
you can think of, in places you couldn't imagine, people keep loaded guns.
Yes, and you know it has shown, the studies have also shown that 91% of these weapons that have been kept loaded in homes where children come. Now, if you don't have any children coming to your homes, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about the person that does attempt to safely store their gun. I'm talking about the places, the open spaces and places, even where in rooms where children play on a daily basis, where these gun owners have left their guns loaded, because whenever a child sees a gun, and it doesn't matter where they're from, it doesn't matter how much money they have, where they're from, who they are, who their parents are, they are going to pick up that gun, they're going to look at it, they're going to point it, they're going to play with it, and they're going to shoot it. Even if we think, and we have told our children over and over again not to pick up a gun, that's what they're going to do. Because children have this magnetic attraction to guns for whatever reason. They are going to pick it up and play with it. And that's why it's necessary for the adults in the room, literally, to make sure that their gun is safely stored.
I'm just reading that you and Mayor Mary Sheffield, who are obviously of one mind on this, that you have applied for and won a grant to do a new audio campaign, which we will hear on radio and online. I would like to, we haven't talked about this because you and I haven't talked in a long while, but I would, mm-hmm, like to donate my services if you need somebody to voice that campaign. No charge. It would be my pleasure to donate my services to help you with that if you need any help with it. So,
well, you know, the spots are already cut, but let me tell you, I will let the advertising folks that we have hired know that, and I'm sure that they would jump at that chance as well.
All right,
and
if there comes, you know, a time then they're going to redo them,
yeah,
I'd be more than happy to offer my professional assistance any way that I can. In virtually anything that you do, Kim Worthy, because I know that my investment of my time and talent is well worth it if you're involved. And that's how strongly I feel about you and always have.
Well, I appreciate that. And you recall, maybe your listeners don't recall, but you were among the first that came and helped me out when I wanted to have a town hall at Greater Grace Temple. You came, you offered your services, you publicized it, you made sure that we had, I think, 3,500 people there, and that was one of the first things I did when I came into office as the elected prosecutor in 2004, and I will never, never forget that.
Well, God bless you for remembering it. I was trying to, honestly, and I'm trying to be honest as much as I can, I was trying to think of what we had worked on together many,
yes,
years ago, and I couldn't,
yes,
remember, but now you've reminded me, and thank you for that.
Yep.
Are you being funded properly? Are you okay?
I'm okay. I have a CEO that's very supportive and understanding. You know, he came from the criminal justice field. I have a Wayne County Commission that is very supportive of this office. So we're doing okay. We still need more staff. We still need a lot more things, but we are getting better and better every budget season. So I'm very happy with the way things are progressing, and I go to them regularly and let them know what we need to keep this community safer, and they're always willing to listen.
God bless you for the work that you have done and that you continue to do. Kim Worthy, Wayne County Prosecutor. I promise you it will not be this long again before we talk to you again.
It's a deal.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We continue In Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.